Welcome, everyone. So this time of the retreat, every day, it says something like teachings. So it is actually time to feel through words, you know, and listen, and hopefully also if there is any question or any area that you want to investigate, it is also very much time for that, if that is, let's say, appropriate in group. If you feel that is appropriate in group, then please, don't be shy. And also just to say that if there is any word or anything that you don't understand because of my wonderful English, then please just ask and I'll try to, we will try to figure out the correct word that we will all understand. So I have been reading the last 7 days, last retreat, some of these writings, which is called The Cloud of Unknowing, and is a writing from 14th century, and is written by someone whom we don't know the name, so we cannot blame or criticize, so that's a good situation. And basically, as someone was saying, like, it is very interesting how, like, to see how, you know, a book written so long ago, still somehow we are still dealing with the same issues, no? And it just feels like, because it's so essential, like, to so down to the core of the question, you know, the core of this mystery of being human or just being, that it applies still today. And I even feel like even more today than when it was actually written, because he speaks a lot about just not dealing with the intellect, like letting, like to give rest to the intellect and dive in, no? So I believe today we are more involved in the intellect than in the 14th century. So we can say, like, and even then he was saying, like, how difficult that would be just to really, like, kind of leave that aside and dive in, you know. So imagine today we can say it's even more difficult, you know, because everything is related to or tied to kind of intellect, no, in the outside world, so, or reasoning. So the main writing of this guy, whose name we don't know, is called this, The Cloud of Not Knowing. But then there is this other writing, which is the one I'm actually reading, that is called, like, The Book of the Particular Orientation. Basically, like, it's a book, like, particularly written to someone on the path. And he says in the beginning how it is not written to the general public, like to everyone, but really, like, to you, like, really, like, to you and only you, like, because you are honestly, like, taking this path of, you know, just searching and finding out what is, you know? So I don't know if someone who was here last week, if you want to make little summary, like, no?
Speak Probably a bit better.
Yeah, would I be a very bad friend if I, you know, whatever stayed in, of course, you know, we will never be like the total truth. Otherwise, you would not, you know, if you know everything that had been, like if you really registered everything that had been said, it means you were not following his instructions. So, but all I can ask is like, if some of the, that when you were here, like, if you can say like what stayed with you, you know, what? Yeah, okay.
Well, it's so much about being willing to go into the heart of your own experience and not compare that experience to some other standard that you think is a better path, and to really develop whatever inner sense it takes to listen to that guidance that is internal and personal.
Good.
And that it is very personal.
Any other fisher man or woman? Okay, so we just keep going, see what we can take. Thank you. So then he keeps going and makes this kind of promise. If you don't focus on any particular thought, if you don't pick up any area and try to understand it or make it better, but simply dive into what is and spend time in this beingness within as you are, not like first repairing everything which you don't like, you know, and gaining what you like, and then only like, you know, sitting there as Buddha. But as you are, don't get entangled into what you think should be out or what you think you should gain, and dive in. You know? If you do this, which you will be able to, because life is with you, you know, then you will be able to walk with certainty or with without fear of falling back to old patterns, and you will not trip, no? You will not, that was the word, trip? You will not trip with the stones, you know, with your own crap. And he's saying, like, what that means is that through experience, you get to be in this place and slowly, slowly get to live more in this place. So like first it's like falling in and then out, and slowly, slowly you get more kind of established in this experience. And the fear of falling out of it starts kind of disappearing. And the different forces that would pull you out of it before, like all these, we can call like distractions or things that we want to gain or get rid of, all those forces will slowly, slowly have less strength. So less power to take you out of this beingness. So please, please, like he keeps saying again and again, like please, please, don't go into any particular thought. Because we have this belief that through thinking we will get somewhere. Like through, like we have a problem, so we like to bring in to the brain this problem and stare it. And we believe that by staring it, like, we will find out the solution, you know? So he's saying, like, please, please, don't fall into this trap, no? Like, however, whatever thought it is, like, no matter how high it is, how low it is, like, just, like, don't get into that, you know? Because, like, any falling into a particular thing divides you, you know? Any falling into a specific thing takes you out of this naked being, you know? And then you go out from the center into intellect, and there like fragmentation starts, and then you are not totally present anymore. So just feel this energy that pulls you towards this place of beingness. Just like kind of bring your eyes to this energy that pulls you there. And now he's saying like, and I already said before, but this this practice is not against any daily activity. So it's not like that one thing is better than other. And it is actually possible to be totally in this beingness and still do the things that you have to do during the day. So slowly, slowly, this practice or this reality of kind of consciousness of being as it is without any adjective or any kind of specific quality of what is or explanation of what is, but just naked beingness, slowly, slowly will be within the center of everything that you will do Like both actively or non-actively. Like it will be the within everything you do, or in the doing or the non-doing, you know. And now he's nice kind of thing. He's saying like, if you sleep in this dark contemplation, like, and he says dark because relating to not knowing, no? But it doesn't mean like the kind of dark that we think when we think dark. Usually, so dark would be like intimate and not no explanation. So if you sleep in this core of this consciousness of being, out of any of the things that could pull you out of that, then there, while sleeping in this consciousness, you will not, you could not possibly have any fear and any sense of having any enemy or danger anywhere. It's very cute because he's saying like, because like there is no doubt that if the enemy finds you in this space within, what will happen is the enemy actually will be like so amazed that will be curious to join you in this place. So even the enemy will be like attracted to this place, no? So there is nothing to fear. Like, the curiosity for this place will be like too big for the enemy to keep on being enemy. So that's a good deal. So you just, please don't worry, because you will be resting. Like, and it is very interesting that he's saying like the word sleeping in this consciousness, like what, like sleeping, like not, how you say, like sleeping, okay. Like, and so don't worry, because you will be like, you know, deeply resting in this loving unity, you know. And your being sleep will be beneficial for you, you know. Because it will bring a lot of strength, like spiritual strength, and it will renew you from within, like your body and your spirit. Like this way of sleeping will renovate you, like, and he's saying both the body and the spirit. So that deep sleep and rest, it is also like what keeps you healthy. Because any sickness from spirit or body comes from this division, like from this separation from what is. So when you dive into what is, you experience healing. And you have to know that this happens because of the, how can we say, like the immensity of what is. Like, he's just reminding, like, not because you are doing that, you know, but because of kind of the power of diving in what is. Like, kind of don't think that because you do that, then you gain that. Like, kind of don't fall into this trap of thinking that is because of you, you know. But because of giving, like, actually because of stepping back and being in this beingness, then this healing can happen. But not because you are the healer. No? So, and from this place, you will not be afraid, and you will manage to recognize those forces that want to take you out of this place. And I have to actually tell you that these will be there, like that you will face these forces that want to take you out of this place. So you have to really recognize them and kind of name them, like recognize them, and just don't go with them. So, but you have to know that everything will be, it will seem to be at some point very much interested in pulling you down from this high place. No? So just be aware of that and keep an eye on recognizing that. And when a sense of cloudiness, like a kind of suffering comes, just be patient. Diving into and remembering the texture of this immense beingness. And just like kind of somehow like hold on to that. Just like stay there, don't believe this other pool. Yeah.
So the forces that you're talking about, are they like in suffering, are they like ego and desire and
yeah, like because, yeah, this kind of stuff, because we build kind of all our life on that. So he's actually asking a lot, no? He's asking like not to go with that. So, but all our system is kind of trained to jump into conclusions and to find out through the mind and to go into something specific, you know, and to really do something, you know, either get rid or gain, but something, no? And he's asking like to really not to do that, just to feel this pull in and dive in. And no matter how beautiful the image is, how beautiful the quality that you want to reflect on is, like, not to go there. Because anything particular divides you, like, takes you away from what is. Any description of what is takes you away from what really is. So for now, he's more like this. These forces would be like kind of the mind, the reasoning, the going for one specific quality, like kind of wanting to be whatever, nice, you know, like of service, like whatever this, no? However well-dressed it is, like not to go with that. And that's very hard, no? But he is also saying, no, it's not like you will only be able to go with that once you experience this, we can say, like immense love of this place. Like this once you experience this place, which is like beyond imagination, then you can trust that place. Because up to now, we think like the best it could happen to me is the best I could imagine. No? That's my aim, is to reach my own dream, no? My best, the best of my imaginations, we can say. And what he's saying, like once you have the experience of this beingness, you will know that this is much beyond any imagination or any goal you could, you know, create in your mind, you know. And once you really like experience that, like kind of more than one time, then you give authority to that, to drive you. It's kind of, you know, like I like to drive actually my car, you know. I don't like to be driven, this is kind of real, you know. But once you find someone that drives really well, it's so good to just sit and enjoy the countryside, no? But you have to experience that, no? First it's like, no, I'm driving better than anyone else, no? I don't trust anyone, no? But then one day, by kind of accident, you find yourself sitting and is this, you know, my mom's partner really drives very well. So I one day sat there and was so relaxing that now I just want to go wherever and he drives. That's the only condition. And but that is only like really by experience this kind of trust, you know, where you feel like completely safe, and you know that in whatever situation will come, he will find best way out. better than what I could come up with, you know. So that's, but that is definitely like against my me, no? Then he's saying, but of course, like, where to find someone who is like so firmly committed into this, you know, like this beingness, and who is so honest and transparent, that had reduced his or her me, like self, into nothing, no? Because of having found a much bigger guidance. No? Where will we find like someone so in love with this experience and with the knowledge of having fallen into and living in this wisdom of the radiant of the beingness, you know? Or in other words, like, where will we find someone who actually perceives this unity in everything and in everyone in such a way that doesn't doubt that unity, no? Doesn't keep on like popping out of this unity, because like when the ego comes, like then it's like popping out of this unity. So someone who experienced this unity and in everything and in anyone in such a way that can just give himself or herself completely to that. Where is this person, like so honest, that can disappear himself, no? Into that, like give like authority to that. This person who would stay firm and without being like disturbed by any activity or kind of work or any worry for his or her like well-being, like. Then he is a little bit kind of saying whatever, like just if you want to keep on being divided, have this divided heart, you are free to keep on having this divided heart. But like here it is like a person like having forgotten about himself because of having found this love. And please don't say that this is because of any kind of rational kind of way of thinking. And if you say so, it is only because you don't dare to dive in, so can only guess what diving in is. But please, if you see someone diving in beyond this reasoning, please let them do so. So he is a bit saying like, I'm tired of hearing all these elucubrations of people and not seeing them diving in. So please get passionate about it and dive in. You have to understand then when real contemplation happens, then the reasoning has to die. So if real contemplation starts to happen within you, he's saying like, please don't kill your own child. But like acknowledge this possibility of having give birth to this child and now take care of the child and don't try to be as before, as you were before having the child. If you have a child, you know, like, there is no room to be like before, no? There is no material time to start with. So basically saying again and again in different ways this, no? Like this diving in, and because sometimes like we say we want to dive in and be with what is, but actually when we fall in and we have a taste of that, still the moment we jump out, we doubt that having dived in. And also like because before diving in, we had ideas of how it would be dive. You know, how is what is, no? We have descriptions of that place that we say that we want to go to, no? So, but in this falling in, in that moment, you have to let go of all your descriptions of that place. And please do that, because if you then try to fit together the description of what will happen then there with what actually happens there, then will be like killing your own child. So it's basically like first saying like whatever it is really beyond your imagination. And then when you actually experience this beingness beyond imagination, then don't try to frame it. Don't try to go back and put it into a book or try to explain that place, you know. But take that child and take care of this child, you know, without any wanting it one way or another way. So I don't know if there is any question or any thing related to this cloud.